Veronica Entwistle saying you have tuned in to Radiance by Design. I was going to say you have turned into Radiance by Design, so maybe that's what's going to happen today. Because this is a call-in show. This is a show, as I always say, it's a show about you and about me. And today, we're going to talk about the body, how your body pains, your body limitations are reflected in your unwellness or you're not feeling well or whatever, but they all are a reflection of some emotional thing that you're going through. Now, as an added adventure to the whole thing, my guides were talking before this show about how we're basically, they always talk to me about this, so I want you to just have your envisioning potential sitting right there as I say this, but they say that we are vibrational vehicles of light. And sometimes we're limited, well, always, we've been limited, controlled, designed by these vibrational veneers. That means these little kind of, they look like membranes of energy that kind of move around our body, mind, and kind of like short-sheeting us, give us a sense of definition and identity, which is actually more limited than what our real identity could be. And most of us who are working on ourselves are in a process these days of trying to become more of who we are, meaning we want to be able to create our reality. We want to be able to love each other. We want to be able to step out of a rather grueling aspect of our paradigm, the paradigm that we're living in, which is like, if I have it, you don't. If you have it, I don't. And it's kind of a dog-eat-dog economy ruled, politically ruled, whatever you want to call it, limiting force. We often hear stories about how we have Pleiadian ancestry and other galactic sources as well. But what I gather, finally, after some research, is that it's mostly a Pleiadian heritage that we have. And the only thing that's relevant about that, well, highly relevant, actually, but the most important thing about that is that we've been designed, for example, to have, kind of approximate 75-year lifespan. And that's gotten longer through the centuries, as you know. It used to be like 40, and that was old. Now it's 100's looking old these days, ladies and gentlemen. But then we've been programmed through our DNA to have certain kinds of limitations, not always for nasty reasons. Apparently, according to Lazarus, he says that we were partially programmed so as not to use up all the resources on the planet. That's something to think about. And the fact is, these days, we know how to share resources. We actually know that we could feed the entire population on this planet if we got out of the way of our own constrictions, our own controls, our own wanting to dominate one another and so on. In any case, I don't want to get into a whole political doodah here. Although I consider this thinking a bit of my politics, actually. The politics I talk about, and I use the word politics, are about unlimiting ourselves so that we can create a win-win reality, one for the other. And that would be, in connecting back to what I was just talking about, breaking through some of these membranes or veneers that keep us patterned a certain way. Breaking through them, and sometimes that's we use energy work, sometimes it's experiences, and we make choices after our experiences, after we've been ripped a little, and we make choices to evolve ourselves. And I want to talk today more specifically, and this is kind of bringing it down more to the third dimension, is what's going on in your body mind. Do you have like sinus things, fibromyalgia? You know, what is it that happens inside of us emotionally that shows up in our physical? Is it always that way? I really like to talk with you, and after we do our opening meditation, I'm going to get you to call in. We're going to talk about situations you yourself are dealing with. And then my paradigm shifter at 5 o'clock is a naturopath called Dr. Louisa Williams. And Dr. Williams has a book out which is humongous. It's a big fat book, I call it. It's 1,200 and some odd pages. And this book is called Radical Medicine. And so she's following along on this show. This show I want to talk to you about what's underlying your physical illnesses, for example, or your aches and pains and so on. And in her book, Radical Medicine, it's pretty amazing. You can look up things and find all these different ways that she enters a health problem. You can. This book is so detailed and it's so amazing. She'll talk about the historical, the genetic, the family lineage source of things. She'll talk about supplementation, dieting. She'll talk about the source of allergies and so on. She'll talk about some vibrational activity. It's really quite an amazing composite book. So we're going to do the prelude by talking to you, and my guides and angels and my own seeing ability will work with you to see what's been blocking your health. And we'll send, the guides and angels talk about sending the energy through to help you release what's blocking your physical and emotional health. We're going to have a blast today. So if you don't call in, I'm going to make it up, and I'm going to call on you when you're not even expecting it. So the first thing we want to do is teach you a very, very simple, the guides taught it today, well, a few days ago, a very simple vibrational tool for enhancing the rate at which you yourself can move through changes using energy. So let's join me and the guides and your guides and angels and your higher self. Let's all join each other in this wonderful exercise of creating a little sanctuary for just you to work with your changes and your evolution. Take a deep breath. And I always say, let's call in the presence. And that to me means these etheric beings of many, many levels of consciousness. They're working with truth, love, unfoldment. Good. I always feel them, do you? Now have your hands spread outside of your body. I don't mean stick your arms out as far as they can. Just make a real comfortable spread. I have mine leaning on the arms of my chair and my palms are up. Okay. Now that puts them about maybe 4 feet apart. Just not exact. You don't have to do an exact measure here. And now on each of my palms and each of your palms, see the outside points of a three-sided pyramid. Two of them meet your palms, and the third one is in front of you, perhaps 6 feet. And your pyramid is perhaps 6 feet tall. So create and feel this energetic pyramid. Mm-hmm. And notice that your head's inside of it. And can you feel the empowerment of that energy? Let's create the intention for this show. My intention for this show is we learn energetically how to break out of some of the fields of constriction that are keeping us in this level of consciousness. In the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. Now my pyramid's gold. What color is yours? Excellent. Now we can come back into this room, and I'd also like you to recreate that pyramid a number of times whilst you're listening to this show and see if it doesn't actually enhance the rate at which you grow and change. It's nice to be talking to you today. It's really beautiful here in the Northwest. It rains a lot, as you know, and the clouds, we're sitting on the right on the edge of the bay. And the clouds are really majestic. They're rolling and they're silver and white. Oh my, they look really fantastic out behind the trees there. Now, another thing that we were talking to the guides about, and the guides I was channeling earlier, and they were talking about how here we are trying to evolve as a species. Now, there are so many people killing people these days, and what they said is one of the dangers of that, and of course we all know that the media is full of murder. There's always these shows. It's always about a murder and a new way of murdering and a new way of murdering. People say, oh, I know it's just a movie. I know it's just a show. Well, the reality is that that gets sucked into our subconscious. Most of us, most of us don't take and act that out. But there's an awful lot of hurt people on the planet. And what the guides say is that this killing thing that's going on, it's still going on. It's still strongly prevalent, although we're a species that's supposed to be in a state of evolution. Is kind of an addictive process. They were saying that there's actually a beast in every one of us. We all have the killer instinct. That's what's kept us safe through the centuries. But it's quite a bit distorted and it's very contagious right now. So there's some very unusual, there are some difficulties going on out there which we shouldn't ignore. The guides also said that love, which is something we're trying to bring through ourselves and bring onto the planet at a much greater rate, at a growing fashion, we're trying to grow love throughout the collective and help each other really respect each other and provide for all beings, not just the ones who have the biggest armor or the biggest guns or whatever. And this love is quite tricky because the guides are saying something interesting. Love is not just a weak thing. Love is a very volatile, and like Louisa Williams' book about medicine, she calls it radical medicine. The guides are saying that love should become radical love, that we need to start taking a stand and really being powerful in ourselves, absolutely loving instead of creating any kind of venomous reaction out there. And of course, a lot of us are still resonating with the Dalai Lama, who was here through Seattle not very long ago. And he was pretty clear about that as well. He doesn't react and create problems in China, for example. His biggest problem creation is the fact that he stands strong in his ability to perceive what it is they're doing and maintain a compassionate outlook. That's a kind of a radical form of love, isn't it? It's very political in itself, for it touches and turns many individuals. And vibrationally, even when we were sitting way at the back of the stadium, we could feel his frequency be very, very strong, very radical from way up high. So his ability to stand as an electrode amidst a vehemently awkward group is the most healing thing he can do, rather than continue being combative with the combative nature of, you know, of politics. So what the guides are talking about is radical love, is being able to hold within yourself the ability to create a feeling of love, a feeling of compassion, an understanding of what other people are going through. For example, in the whole killing mode, knowing that people are caught in it, it's an addiction, it creates endorphins. So what we're doing is sending out messages from the media, for example, or from war, or from wherever it's emanating from, that this is a way to excite yourself, okay? So somehow in radical love, we've got to learn to do it differently. I'm not quite sure how to do it. They also said a while back that there's going to be some, and this is the Earth Changes talk. I'm not like Sean Morton or whatever his name is. I'm not like these people who stand up and say, okay, these are the Earth Changes that are coming. My guides will talk about some of them, but the reality is we can change the impact that these are going to have by having a really steady consciousness, a focus of love, a focus of in which we visualize a life that is better for ourselves and consequently for everyone else. But in any case, here's what they said today, that Bob is my wonderful partner. He asked about the video games and young people. You know, we know that there are so many people being born, little ones being born with incredibly powerful consciousness, little ones who know what both sides of the veil are more and more. Always some have been born knowing that they could see through the veil, that they understood where they had come from before, that they saw the game that we were playing, the illusion, that, you know, they live in the awareness of the illusion. So the guides were saying that a lot of the video games and all that kind of activity is sort of stifling what would be a really strong sensitivity. Now, sensitivity itself is beginning to be recognized. It used to be seen as a problem because people who were sensitive were too vulnerable. Nowadays, in our evolutionary state, sensitivity is reflective, or the learning to use sensitivity is a part of that course of action where people can release that which blocks their potential and help us open up to become more radar, to become more able to perceive what's going on with other people before it gets to be a combative kind of situation. Sensitivity is being able to be in association with trees and animals and so on and be able to feel their grace, their beauty, and their wisdom in your body-mind. Sensitivity is something which needs to be increased and encouraged. And they say that many of these young beings who are born with such awakened strength and sensitivity about the many levels of consciousness are able to be dulled quite quickly with the use of these video games and so on. They learn to be combative whereas they would not have been that way normally. They would have been more capable of opening to real love for all people. But our society, as you already know this, teaches little children to be like the rest of society. So what the guides are saying today that was kind of interesting when Bob asked them about video games and evolution, that pretty soon there's going to be a shift in electronics, and it might be pretty broken, meaning it's hard to maintain an even distribution of electronics. And the disruption, the guides suggested, would be long enough for some of these children to recover their sensitivity, and that there would be, and they showed it to me like it was a big white cloud that moved up through, or a big white miasma that moved up through the collective, so that some of these children will be given enough time, enough respite from, for example, video games, to recover the power of their sensitivity. And once they are really cognizant, or once they're really aware of what it is they can know and do and understand, they will not allow themselves, they will not be attracted to the vehemence of the electronic, just even the equipment or the presence of this electronic stuff, because they'd have to dull themselves down for that. So it's like learning to stand on your tippy toes and then playing with hobnail boots and realizing that you can't stand on your tiptoes and do your graceful dance if you're playing with the hobnail boots, you see? So there's something coming up which is going to give us the opportunity to really increase the children's ability to maintain their sensitivity. But it looks like it might be through a complicated break in the way we assume electricity to present itself these days. Ta-da! Now, if you'd like to call in, I'd like to talk to you. These are the numbers. The numbers are 877-876-5227 in the U.S. Call in and talk about what you're dealing with, and let's see what's underneath your aches and pains or your physical difficulties or whatever. Let's see what kind of blocks and limitations there are in your body, mind. My guides are really good at that. So again, in the U.S., if you're in the U.S., call me at 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, hello Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And then the international or direct line is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, nobody's called yet. I guess I'll have to keep talking. I don't mind. I can talk a lot. Gemini, you know. All right, so what we're talking about today is how we're programmed. And we have vibrational veneers, which are a little bit like membranes, which hold us in a certain level of consciousness. What does it take to break out of those membranes? A whole lot of things. One of the things we can... Oh, goody, we have a caller. I just want to say one thought before I put you on the air. One of the things we can use is sound, because these vibrational veneers must be broken through. Use your attitude. You use sound, you use consciousness, and you use, something my guides say, we use 95% clearing. It takes 95% clearing for us to evolve on this planet. You are on the air. I'd love to talk to you. Hello.
Hi. This is Susan, and this is more of an emotional problem rather than a physical.
That's okay.
But it's been, like, really weighing on my mind, and it's actually, it does result in some physical problems, but they're not serious, you know. Okay, this is my situation. I'll try to be brief. I have an elderly father who left us an inheritance, and part of the inheritance is a house that my sister, who is his caretaker at the present time, lives in.
Wait a minute, please.
Yeah.
You're a little bit too close to your mouthpiece because it's making a fuzz.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Anyway.
Thank you.
She's been living there for some time, and she doesn't want to move. Now, my father has always said that he wants us to sell the house, and I have half interest, and I understand that legally I can. And for me, myself, it's, as it stands now, it's advantageous and perhaps even necessary for my needs. But I worry about her, you know, how she's going to take my father's death, you know, if I put her in a position to buy a condo or whatever, would she adjust? She's my little sister. I feel protective. I've built up a relationship just the past few years with her of trust. You know, I kind of don't want to knock it down, but, you know, I'd have a lot of guilt if I did this. Would it be a win-win situation if I went through with this, or, you know, should I leave it alone? Because I feel like, you know, she's the one that's taking care of him right now, not me, and maybe she deserves a little bit more than I do.
Your father's still living, though.
Yes, yeah. So he's 93. I don't know how long it's going to be before he goes, but it's just that I think about it a lot, you know.
Well, you know something? I would hand it over to your guides. I'll tell you what I'm seeing, Susan, is that right in the base chakra, right at the base of your spine,
yeah,
there is some kind of programming within your family, which you're doing a lot to heal right now. So it appears that when your father passes, and that's not immediate, I have to tell you that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, your sister, first of all, is a little bit of a depressed woman. You know that?
Yeah.
And the guides are saying this, that when he passes, it appears that she too, and I would pray for this, that she too participates in the choice to sell the house and do the condo, that somebody doesn't just give her an edict. But I would pray that. And I would go to her higher self and talk about that. Because first of all, the house is too much for her to look after anyhow.
Well, yes, I know, but she's very adamant. She's like, she does not want to move. Now, I have a very good friend who says that she might feel differently when the time comes.
Exactly, and I think that she's very single, right?
Very, very single. She, in fact, only has one friend, which is actually a business partner who actually lives in Florida. I was thinking, well, maybe she'd like to, you know, and she's, widowed. Maybe she'd like to live down in Florida, you know, with her best friend, you know.
No. Well, you know what? It looks to me like there will be, if you could stay relaxed and keep consorting with your higher consciousness, with your higher self, have your higher self be talking to her. But what I see is that there is some kind of somebody. Where do you live? Because if somebody's going to pull her away or attract her to a new idea, and
because
that would be
it's
idea.
Not going to be me, because she'll say, "Oh, selfish," you know, because I'm the older sister and I got more attention. She felt a little neglected.
Reality is she's been very depressed, and you're right, absolutely right. And the other reality is that there's something else coming to her as an opportunity, and she may be the one to suggest it, which would be ideal. So
that
I would hold
would
that
be.
Vision.
Okay.
And I would put that vision in my pyramid every day.
Okay.
Because what happens is there, and we were talking about the connection between the hidden issues and what's on the outside. And in this case, there's such a knot in the base chakra, and I'm going, this is tribal stuff, cellular stuff. And when it's that deep in the soul journey, you want to be very careful, because your heart is very much invested on a healing with this young woman.
Yes.
You don't want to kick it into some kind of craziness. And I feel like it's going to get resolved in a very magical way, and I think your dad's going to help from the other side.
Oh.
Yeah, he's actually quite a sweet man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I'm hoping to see him later on this week. And
know, you're very metaphysical, and I feel like you need to just do this with the higher self consciousness.
I see.
You can even include his higher self, ask for guidance. It's going to work out really well.
Okay, thank you so much, and I'll probably be listening to you for a long time, because I think you're wonderful, and you've been a help for me, and maybe I'll confer with you when the time comes.
Well, how wonderful, Susan. Thanks for your participation.
You. Okay, God bless.
God bless
bye
you.
Bye.
Bye. See, it doesn't matter if it's emotional, mental, or whatever. There's some other hidden logic behind what's going on. And in her case, like many of us, we're acting out of some kind of cellular attachment and some incompletion in the lineage. And that's what she's doing as well. So I suppose the greatest thing for us all to learn to do, and I could learn this myself, because when it comes from the base chakra, it's hard to learn to simply detach in a nice logical way. It's totally illogical or unlogical. It's Oh, goody, we have another caller. I won't finish that thought this time, so you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have been dealing with a bad bout of asthma for the last probably month and a half. And I hadn't had an episode in over 17 years, so I'm wondering, why is this happening?
Well, so somebody made you really mad 2 months ago. Who was that? I felt like I'm drowning. I can't make sense of what's going on.
Huh, 2 months ago.
You don't have to come up with the answer yet.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what I'm seeing is that it triggered a very deep childhood response. You must have had asthma when you were like 3 or 4 or something.
Actually, I got it later on.
What happened at 3 or 4?
At 3 or 4? My brother was born, and he had really bad asthma.
Aha. Well, there's something that happened a few months ago. I think it was maybe 2 or less than 2, and it triggered some deep, it's like your whole chest kind of contracted.
Uh-huh.
And you looked like you were keeping it all together, but inside your body went, ah!
Uh-huh.
And you took on this trauma. Remember, asthma is probably 90-odd% allergy.
Uh-huh.
And allergies are very often caused by reactions. We know that, right?
No, this is good info.
So there's something that you took on from your brother's asthma, which might be like a traumatic energy. I'm just taking a look to see if it could be healed really easily.
Okay.
Let's just go into your body. I'm asking for help from the guides and angels and asking everyone at home to please wrap yourselves in light. Absolutely wrap yourselves in light. Good. So that we can give Sonia the opportunity to do some healing and we don't all have to go to the hospital. And the guides are coming through and they're unhooking something that's sitting right in your chest. Remember this, Sonia, and for the rest of you, the body is a filing cabinet. We take certain subjects and with quite a bit of variation, we stifle these or put them into file folders, in this case your lungs, most particularly in your case on the left side, about 2/3 of the way down the left lung.
Okay.
You have a reaction stored in there. And what we're trying to do with energy, it's making me burp, which is really funny. That's because of the gastrointestinal relationship, too. So it's something to do with power.
Okay.
Losing it, sadness, a fear about your little brother, your baby brother. There's a fear involved. See, there's all these little traumas in there, and they're in kind of one little section of your lungs. So I don't know if we'll be able to do all this on the air, but we're going to get the angels and guides to send a violet fire up through your lungs and see if we can, there. We're going to see if we can fill your lungs, and I'm going to get you, when you hang up, when you've got a minute, to write out any feelings of shock, even if they're weird and illogical, because I think you can get rid of this asthma really well.
Okay.
And the other thing is to put something like eucalyptus in hot water and make sure your house has always got that in the air right now.
Eucalyptus in hot water, okay.
Yeah, because one thing I want to say about the lung is that where it has those little tensions right in it, it sucks in trauma everywhere it goes.
Okay.
And the eucalyptus helps the cilia in the lungs to open up and release things instead of just cramp up, you see.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I don't know if we can do a full healing right now, but
yeah.
I want you to take talk to your lung, girl.
Okay. I'm going to call for a reading with you anyway. I haven't had one in many years, and I really enjoyed my other one.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, anyway, I think you could really do a lot to get rid of this. So.
Okay.
So we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, many blessings.
Bye-bye.
But now, that was a very good example of how when the body has a trauma, and in her case, she has a trauma, and then somebody comes along out of the blue and so many years later triggers that trauma, and then all of a sudden the lung isn't as free to just take in stuff and release. I think she's going through a bit of a healing right now, actually. She may feel awful, and some of you at home might be going through something as well. If we do work like that in this particular show, make sure that you wrap yourself in light, and then keep just dropping in and focusing on whatever part of your body is acting out, okay? And now we're going to call in the violet flame and have the violet flame burn up through the soles of your feet. We're going to have it burn right through your legs and right up through the genital, up through the belly, and the violet flame burns and burns and burns right up through the lungs. Right up through the lungs. And remember, the lungs also hold karmic grief. That's leftover stuff from other lives. And move up through the shoulders. I'll be with you in 1 minute. Through the shoulders, the violet flame shoots up and down your arms and back up in your shoulders, through your neck and into your head. And the violet flame pokes up through the top of your head and then rolls round and round and round your body. And you want to do that clearing whenever you do any kind of inner work. All right, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Ronnie. It's Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing better, but I've been sick for a long time, and I don't know what I'm hanging on to around here.
Isn't it interesting? You're my third caller. You all begin with S. We have two Susies and a Sonia.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't
yes, I just realized that, too.
That's called a synchronicity, but we don't know what it means quite, you know.
Oh, just those curly Q letters.
The flow, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what we're going to do is wrap in light again, and we're going to take a look at Susie. Now, you've got this, oh, I see, so you got a lot of darkness in the sinuses, too. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I've been really sick. And now I had green stuff coming out of my eyes yesterday, so I've been taking
vitamins. What color are your eyes?
Blue.
Maybe they're old contact lenses that melted, huh? Sorry, I just had to be a little silly here.
I know.
All right, so we're going to take a look and see. Yes. Susie's going through a huge, wrap yourself in light, everybody. Everybody wrap yourself in light. If you don't do that, you take on each other's. I'm telling you, we are so empathic, and we're trying to break ourselves out of the collective. And it takes a little consciousness, doesn't it, to make sure that we're dealing with one person at a time, because the collective is so, what is it, so empathic, so missable.
Overwhelming.
That's right. You just want to be, I just want to be me.
That's right.
Okay, so let's take a look. And what I'm seeing here is that you have felt a certain amount of being life-threatened for quite a long time. Do you know that?
No.
In your base chakra, there's this real blob. It's like, I know Susie, actually, for everybody at home. But I'm seeing that, yeah, and you did. You had a little mini stroke some years back.
Uh-huh.
And around that time, you were feeling life-threatened, like you could not make it through. You understand this?
Right, yeah.
And it has been exhausting you and exhausting you. So again, we're seeing a couple of, maybe 6 or 8 months ago, again, it's like a whack. And then feeling an activation of that deeper feeling of I am being threatened in my life. And that's just looking for a new way, looking for a new job, looking for a new home, looking for who to trust. All of this has been really hard for you. So what I'm seeing is way down in the base chakra, it seems as if it just doesn't stop. Have you ever felt like that?
Yes.
And so what we want to do is talk with the guides here for you, because one of the things you need is the perspective of knowing this is an initiation period, this is a grand transition and transformation, and you will make it through just fine. In fact, you're very, very close right now. And so we want to send to your base chakra really powerful red light. That's it. And to send through your body, ask your guides and angels to do some healing on your lungs. Your guides can do this. To pull up out of your body some of these older frequencies. That's it. Yeah. And remember that you're safe, that you're going to be brought into the position that you require. And it's just been, unfortunately, it's made your susceptibility to virus a little stronger. You know, the immune system gets really weakened by a deep, long-term transformational drag like that. Mm-hmm. One of the things you can do is, what we want to do is make some sounds. Remember we did the sounds? We used to do them all the time on KNRY.
Uh-huh.
And in the sounds, I want you to be making sounds right into your base chakra, like... Everyone at home can do that as well. When you make that sound into your base chakra, color it really red. And I could feel, when I made that sound, I could really feel the buzzing in both the base chakra and it, actually in my arms. So that has a tie-in between what's going on in your tribal journey, your own personal life and death path, what it is you think is possible to create, and how you receive and give love on this planet. So again, I want you to, if you sing songs, just sing into it. You can have a little more melodic approach too. But we're just doing this right now. And when I'm doing that, I feel like there's movement. Can you feel it right at the base of your spine?
Yes.
There's something about you. Can you soak in a bathtub?
No.
You don't have a bathtub?
No, not right now. I don't.
I'll tell you why. It's because I think it would really help your, what's kind of what's hanging on, with sort of lingering with this sickness.
Uh-huh.
It's just old, this is what people, we all need to understand. It's like old vibrational stuff just floating through your system and keeping your immune system weak.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do is, why I suggested to Susie that she get into the bath, is because with apple cider vinegar or with Epsom salts, what happens is those will draw frequencies out of the body, and it's like you really need to have a cleansing. So if I were you, I'd get a lot of alkaline water and drink more of it than you can stand. Can you do that?
The alkaline water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not the distilled water.
No, alkaline water is Essentia. I think we've spoken about that. For people at home, your viruses can't live if your body is alkaline enough. And if you're going to alkalize, and it's really hard to do that, get vegetables and eat them, and eat tons of them. And also there's Essentia water. There used to be one called Trinity, but this one is Essentia. E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A, and drink a bunch of it because it'll turn your system. You know, it's really, really magical what it can do.
Okay.
If you have body pain, alkaline water is also a good thing to use. Cause
yeah, my knees have been bothering me lately.
And the knees are that fear, you know, they really record fear, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a little bit afraid, Susie.
Yeah.
So if I were to be a psychic, darling, I'd say that you have a job coming up. Do not lose heart.
Okay.
You're a woman with a big heart, and you need to keep visualizing and keep applying. Anyway, there's a job coming up for you, so make sure you send your application out to as many places as possible, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to feel a little stronger.
Yeah, that usually helps.
In some ways, it seems like your health is better than it used to be.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. But it's not unusual for us to get a cold and have it linger, or flu and have it linger when we're in a huge state of transition.
Yeah, I still have a cough, so I'm figuring it must be my sinuses draining down. And
well, there's something in your lungs, but there's an awful lot of grief with the loss of various aspects of your life. There's a lot of grief, and remember, grief is karmic as well, meaning it's from other lives as well. So I'm seeing all of that. It's like this. It's like I've had these losses, but I don't seem to be having the new life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sad. So it would seem practical to write up your visualizations, write up the pictures of where it is you want to go and what it is you want to do. Really try to engage that part of you that's naturally very enthusiastic.
Okay. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed your grief show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Susie.
Thank you, and many blessings to you and Bob.
Okay, many blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's an example of a lot of us, actually, as you go through a lot of changes in life, it gets a bit tricky, doesn't it, to maintain that enthusiastic, forward-moving consciousness. But how the guides always talk about it is start creating, visualizing, and the other thing is clearing, clearing, clearing. What is it we need to clear? Take a look at what you're afraid of. What are you afraid of? And in Susie's case, I see a lot of fear that there is no, it's more like there's no belonging for me. I don't belong. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I don't feel so well. Let's call up all the fears underneath that in your body, mind, emotional self. Call up all the fears and in Susan's world, all the fears behind her situation with her sister. Just call them up and feel them, and then let's ask for help as we command total release of those fears now. Because you'll notice when you call them up that they come to some part of your body. Wherever you special, somebody got it in the stomach, somebody got it in the intestinal tract, in the belly, somebody gets it in the brainstem, the back of your head. And now while I let you do that, I will take the next caller. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica, it's Jaya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear your voice, Jaya.
Yeah, I finally fixed my computer so I can do this.
Isn't that wonderful?
I have a pain and pressure in the right side of my head.
In the right side of your head?
Yeah, particularly down around the occiput.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really chronic.
Okay, let's just take a look at it. You know, it's funny. When I go into it, I start to cry.
Uh-huh.
So let's just take a look here. We're going to go farther into it. And the guides are showing this, that there's a relationship between that pain and your belly area all around the navel. Can you feel
uh-huh.
that? Okay, so now we're going to drop in further and take a look. And everybody at home, wrap yourselves in light, because we want to learn from this. We don't necessarily want to learn by taking it on. Isn't it amazing how we can actually absorb each other even though we're just on the air? Of course, in the metaphysical world, there is no time and space. We hear that a lot, eh? And we are one, that's for sure. So let's see now. We're going into the... Okay. Now, you also have... they show this, that you're very powerful and you're very courageous, but you have a deep-seated... it's a sadness. It's a grief, too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's very deep. It's deep within the belly, and I see it as very active all around the navel. You know something, Jaya, that I just learned is there's a huge tie-in between the motility of the intestinal tract, that means the movement of the muscles and so on, and your ability to create serotonin in the brain.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that rapport before. But when we're looking, I know a lot about like the emotions in the belly, but I hadn't learned that physiological reality before.
Mm.
So as I watch, there's a lot of activity circling your navel. And in that activity, there are a number of things. One is trauma, confusion, grief, and it's pulling on you and pulling on you. And I would suggest here by looking at it, and the guides are saying it, that to actually express deep sadness and hurt, and even a little fear, to get that stuff out of your body could possibly take care of this, what you called a chronic situation on your head.
Hmm.
It's sort of resonant in the bone, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing is when we were talking about, I was actually going to do the sounding meditation, which I used to do on KNRY, but I don't think we're going to have time today. But to make sounds in it, even if you're picking a song you like and really singing into that, the bone part, because the resonance of sound can actually shake apart the way that bone is presenting that hurt that is actually tied to your subconscious. It's actually up high in the subconscious, almost to the conscious. You see what I mean?
Are you talking about the occiput bone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On the right side there. It seems like it's right into, just to the inside of the part that's got the little bulge on it, the
mm-hmm.
pokey part.
Mm-hmm.
And the guides are saying that if you sound into that, make sounds right into that bone. Remember, the bone is a resonant chamber, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bones record everything in our lives. But there's a lot of hurt in it, in this one. So I want to sing into it. I don't have a lot of time right now, but I want to make... It can be like... it can be just like a steady tone right into it until it starts to shake, until it starts to really resonate. Or if you've got... I don't know if you heard the beginning, I have Amrita's sound, healing sounds, but some of that, like the, she's got the crystal bowls and so on.
Uh-huh.
Some of those resonances would really take care of it.
Yeah,
did you get hit as a child?
Pardon me?
Were you hit a lot as a child?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's set up, that attraction.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was saying, I think that Amrita, you're talking about, lives here in Santa Cruz?
Yes. Yes, and I decided to use her music as our intro and extra, just because it's in my heart to use sound, and she's really quite pure about it. She healed herself, as you know. But the guides are saying that you could use sound to move into your bones, and I believe that the childhood, see, this is something else, is our bodies record, their file folders, right, in your childhood, put some messages into the bones, especially up there.
Mm-hmm.
About the way of containing something.
Uh-huh.
And it feels really important for you to release this hurt. It's really hurt. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate your call. You're a wonderful spirit. I see your light is very bright.
Well, thanks.
Take care, Jaya.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So that's interesting. So that, again, is the record of where we have our childhood and how it's stored some stuff. So sometimes having just illogical feelings presented, like in her case, the tears that came up when I went into that bone, that's really interesting. That comes from somewhere. Let's get it out. Remember, 95% of the job is clearing. 95% of the job is clearing. How do we clear? You smudge. That means the, for those of you who don't know, it's lighting sage and wafting smoke all around your room. Use the violet flame. There's another powerful one, which is the spiraling platinum light. And the spiraling platinum light can be brought through your body and spinning through. So we can take it into Jaya's bone, for example, or whatever you're suffering from at this time. We can take the spiraling platinum light and have it spiral and spin round and round and literally roto-root the lower frequencies of pain and suffering that have been encoded in any parts of our body. Now let me see if I've covered everything, because I don't like to leave any show without covering every single thing. That's a joke, actually, because I don't actually ever cover it all. So, we have one more caller. All right. Come on, you're on the air.
Well, hello, Veronica. This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Just dandy. I'm thinking about all the karma in my life. And
karma? You have karma, girl?
Can you believe it? I know.
I thought you were a fresh soul, hot off the press.
And I just wanted to say that I really like your show. I wanted you to know that.
Oh, thank you.
And every chance I get, I listen to it. So,
thank you.
Yeah. I don't think, well, I got this, I have a couple of pains. One of them is in my liver, but the other one seems to be in my shoulder, halfway to my neck.
Mm-hmm. Is it the right side?
Excuse me?
Right or left?
Left.
Okay.
And when I focused on it the other day, I kind of got I thought it might be about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be the ability to trust to not trust. Isn't that a nice one?
Does that tie back to trusting yourself?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel? Is it sort of an achy one? It's really connected to your heart, you know.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever disappoint you?
Let's see.
I like to say, take a number.
Yeah, so,
So the question is about that upper one. The other thing is about the liver, you see. When I go into your shoulder pain... And we talk about trust. I find that there's a really big hurt in there, in that shoulder pain. It's like,
uh-huh, yeah.
But I'm hurt.
Yeah.
And the liver's going, rah, I'm angry.
Yeah, and now my from my knee down is going, I'm out of here, on the right side.
So you are a very good, very well-organized storage unit, are you not?
Yes, yes. Yes.
So what we're going to do is ask everybody at home to wrap yourselves in light and pay attention to those other people that are listening. Pay attention to what's going on in your body right now. Just have some fun with it, because sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes if you follow it, you start to get the giggles because it's kind of crazy. But in this case, Vicki, it seems like that little hurt, I don't know what it is, but somebody triggered a hurt in you, and it was probably 2 weeks ago.
How long ago?
About 2 weeks. And I feel like it took the wind out of your sails, only not in a huge way, in kind of a small way.
Uh-huh.
And yet it's been resonating in your chest cavity, in your heart. And the liver's mad.
Yeah.
I know you're an Aries, and this seems like the liver is, not that all Aries are like that, but Aries are known for that kind of like immediate reaction, volatility, right?
Right.
And there's something about the hurt, the gasp, and the mistrust. We either back to the mistrust and then the anger in the liver, and it's doing the dance. And, of course, the legs want to say, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
It's the right leg, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. You know, because that represents more the male, meaning where you drive yourself forward, right?
Right.
And sometimes it would have been different, where it would be the left leg that would kind of collapse.
Uh-huh.
In this case, it's like you've got a certain strength and power in your anger, and I would say that's the way you protect yourself when you're hurt.
Right.
So that's just your liver saying, okay, I'm here for you, honey.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice way to look at it. I like that.
And I wanted to go back into the hurt. Ideally, for the healing, and we don't have too much time left here, but ideally for the healing, you're going to go in there and you're going to ask to feel hurt.
Okay.
Hurt. And I feel like this, that there's...
Yeah, my whole left side, I just want to cover my heart.
Ah, and there's like a hole in your heart-lung area, isn't there?
Yeah.
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 And I would just give her a big hug and thank your liver, because it tends to be your liver that goes, oh, I protect you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you could probably, ideally, that we would reorganize how the liver handles things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give it a big hug and slow it down a little bit.
Right.
And, yeah. It's your fear of yourself that's real intense in this. Do you see that?
It's the what?
The fear of yourself.
Yes, I am in fear of not trusting myself and stuff. So when I start feeling painful,
yeah,
a lot of times I'll just go into I can trust myself or something, you know.
And it works?
Not always, no. Or it subsides a little. And then I just, you know.
Can you write about it? I want you to really write about it. Or email me if you feel like it. I like it. And we do have to go now.
Yeah, and I will write about it. Thank you.
All right. Well, take care of yourself, and thank you for calling and for all the courage to call.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Vicki. You know, this has been a really interesting show for me. All of you who called are very courageous. I would, of course, love to work with you. You can email me, Veronica, at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E. com, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E .com, or 510-595-5564, 510-595-5564. But this exercise wasn't just to get you to have a session with me, which I, of course, would love. It was to express to us all how amazing our body is and how we can approach healing from going in and getting the emotional stuff that's underneath it. And very often the process of an illness will change much faster when you can unhook that buried emotional reality. That's the point of my story. And now at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Louisa Williams. She's amazing. She wrote a book called Radical Medicine, and I want to talk to her about some of this similar stuff, which is what's going on when people are ill, and how many different ways can we approach illness. Her book is called Radical Medicine. Her website is radicalmedicine.com. She's a wonderfully vibrant soul, so if you can, stay tuned at 5 o'clock. We won't take callers, but I've got several people's personal questions to ask her, and she has lots to say, believe me. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'll be on with Jackie, Salvitti, and E.T. Healing on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. We're dealing with feminine rage. I forgot to tell you, the first time we did the feminine rage story and we were doing releasing of feminine rage, which is in the collective, I could barely move my left side the next day. Is that not a rapid expression of my own feminine rage and how to move it through? It's been 2 weeks and it's still going through. So the body is a really an amazing vehicle of our transformation. Tune in Thursday night with Jackie, 8 o'clock, www.bbsradio. You already know all that part. And I will leave you now and see you at the top of the hour. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thanks for your calls. Much love to all of you and many blessings.